a big announcement for the North Dakota Housing Incentive Fund.
Today, we are seeing the largest single contribution to date.
Governor Dalrymple says Tesoro Petroleum is giving $5.3 million to the fund. That fund is used to create affordable housing for the elderly, as well as for essential workers, those that can't afford the going rents. The $5.3 million buys Tesoro tax credits, and in return, developers can use the money to start working on affordable housing. Tesoro Executive Vice President for Operations Keith Casey says this will fund 8 projects in Bismarck, Mandan, Dickinson, and Watford City.
And then when we think about the essential workers, you know, the teachers, the caregivers, the emergency responders, and everybody, that is so, so important for a healthy community. As Tesoro, we believe in doing everything we can to make a safe and environmentally responsible, cleaner communities, and we think this will be a key piece to making that happen.
The 2015 legislature told the Housing Finance Agency it could grant up to $30 million in state income tax credits for the Housing Incentive Fund. Agency Director Jolene Klein says Tesoro's contribution brings that total to $21.5 million. She says the deadline to raise the $30 million is actually December 2016. Klein says housing is still a critical need.
What we continue to hear is that the biggest obstacle employers face statewide in recruiting workers is affordable housing. If you don't have an affordable place to live, they're simply not going to move into the state to take that job.
Klein says recent job service figures showed 3,000 available jobs in Bismarck-Mandan, but only 1,000 unemployed people. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.